Good morning and welcome. Glad you're here for worship today, and we might need to move a little closer together. We also might need, let me just say, we will need to invite friends to church. You have neighbors, you have coworkers, you have people you see in the grocery store. Strike up a conversation. You have neighbors, no doubt, that you live close to. They may have a church home. Great. If they do, it gives you something else to talk about. But if they don't, you can certainly invite them to ours. I have some announcements to mention. They're mostly in our bulletin, but I'd like to highlight these. The Little Ark Thanksgiving Feast is Thursday, November 21st at 6 p.m., and it's a chance to welcome all of our Little Ark kids and their families. That's this Thursday evening. I plan to be there, and I hope some of you can too. Also, we have a Thanksgiving basket pickup coming up on Saturday, and that there are details about that in your bulletin. If you would like to ask questions, you can see Angela about that. It's a yellow jacket. Gone. And the community Thanksgiving dinner is going to be on Thanksgiving Day, 11 to 1 midday. Please invite someone to that. You probably know people that will not have a place to be with family, or that are far away from family, or maybe just somebody who's a loner. And you could invite them to come to Thanksgiving Day festivities here at the church at 11 to 1. Also, the kids' Christmas choir is working. A Christmas choir is working Tuesdays at 3 to 5. And they're being picked up from school. Is that right? Elizabeth is the leader of our children's choir, one of our students that's in the choir. And wonderful. So a lot of good things happening there. We have volunteers that are going to pick up kids from school, from A.C. Williams at least, in the church bus. And there is an insert in your pocket, in your bulletin about that. It has community Thanksgiving dinner on one side and kids' Christmas choir on the other. Please read that, put those things on your calendar, and share them with your neighbors and friends. Everything we do is to be shared so that it spreads and so that it involves other folks. And it's not just us. When we meet in this room, we tend to kind of all face the front, face the same direction. Well, I'd like for us to face one another and to greet one another and to face our community and greet one another, to face our coworkers on campus and in the grocery store and at schools, and to share our faith, to spread the light of Christ, and to welcome people to come to share life with us. Not that we have it all together, but that we struggle together with it. And we struggle to live, not only to learn our faith, but to live out our faith in meaningful and prophetic ways in our community. That's all of our announcements. And now, let us begin our worship with hymns. Tyler?
Soon. We're going to sing all three verses. The two are down there, just the words.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. are dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, no more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, no more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
For our act of praise from Psalm 8, 743 in our hymnals, please. Together, let us affirm our faith in God through this hymn of praise. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Your glory is chanted above the heavens by the mouths of babes and infants. You have set up a defense against your foes to still the enemy and the avenger. Sing praise to God. The moon and the stars which you have established. What are human beings that you are mindful of them, and mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little less than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever paths along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Soon at God who reigns above. So, at this point, we have a chance to pass the peace and greet one another with the peace of Christ. But be aware that toward the end of that, we will welcome our children to come to the altar for children's place with Amy, our children's leader. So, let us pass the peace together. The Lord be with you. Let us greet one another with the love of Christ our Lord.
How are you? All right. Today, our story, what we're going to hear about some friends in the book of Luke, some very good friends. You know this story, don't you? You know about this, Nathaniel. Nathaniel was in first service, too. Some very good friends who were willing to get in trouble to make sure that their buddy, their paralyzed buddy, met Jesus. What does paralyzed mean? What does that mean? If someone's paralyzed, what does that mean?
He can't move.
That's right. He can't move or he can't walk. Yes. So his friends carried him on a mat or on a stretcher to Jesus. Maybe you have some good friends too. Do you have some good friends? Mm-hmm. Think about friends at home or friends at school or friends at church who are willing to help you. Mm-hmm. Well, these were some great friends, and they carried him all the way to meet Jesus. But when they got there, it was very, very crowded. It was so crowded they could not carry him to Jesus. But they would not give up. They would not turn back. What did they do? Do you know this story? That's right. They went up on the roof. That's right. They carried him up on the roof and pulled out some tiles and lowered their friend down to meet Jesus. Now, when Jesus saw the man, he knelt down and said to the paralyzed man, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." And he looked at the paralyzed man and said, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." So the paralyzed man stood up. Let's stand up. And he jumped. He tested his legs out, right? He jumped. Oh, yes. And he picked up his mat and he ran home. And he jumped and leaped all the way home, praising God. Praising God. For he was healed. That's right. Now, what do you think his friends did up on the roof? What were they doing? What were they doing? Cheering and celebrating. Yes, high five. Yay, he's healed. Our friend is healed. Yay, they were cheering. Yay, Jesus. Yay, and I bet they went home praising God too. Yes, yes. And so we can praise God too because we have a friend in Jesus as well. Let's pray. You can stand there. It says, "Dear God, thank you for giving us Jesus to be our friend. Help us to show Jesus' love at home, at school, in our neighborhood, and at church, and everywhere we go. Amen." Thanks for coming.
Our first reading of the morning is Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. So listen sharp, because it's going to go by in a hurry. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Lord God among the trees of the garden. The word of God for the people of God.
So let the ushers come now to collect up and to present our gifts as we humbly offer our blessings that have been shared with us and return a portion to God that it might be shared with others. Let us pray. God, as we make this act of worship, as we give what we have to spare and to share, we would like to offer it to you and to live in your blessing and in your grace. As these gifts are presented, let them become multiplied and fruitful, that the work of your kingdom may continue in this time and place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now for number 377, It Is Well With My Soul.
Please take your seats. There are prayer concerns listed and named in our bulletin, and I don't intend to read those to you, but I did want to highlight a few and some additions. Let us not forget to pray for Jean and Betty Castleberry, struggling. And for Joel Cavanley, who is recovering from surgery, and his wife Janine, as she's helping to care for him. For Walt Parker, who is hurting a lot. He is temporarily at Oak Manor, recovering from a bad fall, and we want to lift him up. For Glenna Anderson, Dennis's mother, far away and declining. We want to lift up Dennis and his family, but especially Miss Glenna. For Kenneth and Carol Klein, and for Harold Coker, and for Donna Tavner as she struggles with her health. There are many, many other needs. Those are the ones that are on my heart and mind this morning. And please help us to stay in touch by contacting the church office so that we can get all of our needs on not only the prayer list, but on my pastoral care list when I need to make a visit, home or hospital, or just a call to check on someone. So please help us stay in touch with that. I didn't get any yellow cards this morning, but that's what those are for as well. So if you just take a couple of yellow cards with you and jot it down, and that'll help you to remember to turn that in or to call it in. So with all that said, let's bow and make our prayers. We'll begin in moments of silence. O Lord, our God, You are beside us and behind us and before us. Sometimes You hold us up. Sometimes You pull us forward, and sometimes You push us from behind into places that we might not have wanted to go, might not have been willing to go by ourselves, but somehow with Your urging, with Your care, with Your presence by our side, we can go and make it through. God, as we make it through as a church family, help us to find ways to do more than just make it through. Help us to find ways of hope, ways of healing, and offering that healing and hope to others in our world, as our students struggle with all that they must face, the temptations that they face, and the fears that they face. Help us to find ways to encourage them, to lift them up, not just to pray for them, but to pray with them. And let them know that that never stops. God, our community has been so upset by recent times and the news and violent things and the hurt and the sorrow and the grieving and the grieving of the loss of innocence and the fears that linger. God, help us not to be afraid, but to know that You are always beside us. Not that that always protects us from harm, but that You are beside us and help us to deal with the challenges of life and living. And that when our time comes to breathe our last, whether it's because of old age, or because of an illness, or because of something that would have been completely avoidable. Help us to know that when we breathe out that last breath, that the next thing we breathe in is Your heavenly presence. God, that gives us confidence and hope. Not that we're in a rush to get to heaven, but that we know that living or dying, our life is in You. And that You who have made us in this life will remake us in the life to come in ways that we cannot even dream. Oh God, help us to be agents of hope in our world. Help us to be light in the darkness. Help us to be good news in the midst of bad news. Help us to be good news in our neighborhoods and on our streets and in our schools. Help us to be good news at the post office and the bank and on the square. Help us, O God, to be a light shining. Not that we have our own light, but that we reflect your light and your grace. Help us to be and become that light, your light, the light of the world, in our classrooms, in our kitchens, in our streets, on our campus, in our workplaces. Those are big requests, God. And yet we know that you who create the light of the world, Jesus our Lord, also call us to be light in the darkest of places. Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world. And then he turned around and said, you are the light of the world. Don't light your lamp and put it under a bushel, but light it and put it on a lampstand that all the world may see your light, my light, reflected in you. The very eyes of Jesus seen and shone through our eyes. These are our prayers, O God. We pray by ourselves, but when we pray in unison together, we are even stronger. And so we do. And in these moments of praying, we now resound the words that Jesus himself teaches us to pray together as people of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
To the Lord.
Like that. We need to all sing that song. Maybe y'all can teach that to us. You think? Tyler? A jubilant song. Some of our songs are quieter and some are jubilant. There is one right there. I'd like to share with you scripture from the Gospel of Luke. This is Luke 5. 17 through 26. And while you look for it, I'll say, I think Gene felt a little bit cheated that I only gave him one verse. We'll do better than that. But it was a pretty significant verse. And what I'd share with you now is a very significant story that I really wanted to read myself because it is so integral with our sermon today. It is from Luke 5, beginning with 17. Follow these words, and in them hear the word of the Lord. One day while Jesus was teaching, the Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting nearby. They had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with him to heal. Just then some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a bed, and they were trying to bring him in and lay him down before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." And then the scribes and Pharisees began to question, "Who is this that's speaking such blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their questionings, he answered them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, stand up and walk?" But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, stand up. Take your bed and go to your home." And immediately he stood up before them and went, took what? That bed that he had been lying on and went to his home, glorifying God. And amazement seized all of them. And they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen strange things today." This, brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord for the people of faith. Thanks be to God. Last Sunday evening after our charge conference, which was over at Wesley in Greenville, I went to the community prayer meeting of the Hunt County pastors with John Kay over at Kavanaugh UMC in Greenville. Our campus minister, Brian Dieroff, was there too, and so we were three Methodists, John, Brian, and me. And we were sort of outnumbered, but that's okay. It was a very active and eager prayer meeting. And as we all continue to deal with our fears and worries, as our students struggle to set the past aside and be confident and hopeful about the future, Can't just do that in an instant. As they begin to heal and their fears begin to subside, their confidence grows, we all have places we need to be healed. Jesus is the great healer and can do it again and again according to our faith. So I'd like to challenge you to think about faith this morning, to think about the amount of faith that it takes to be healed, the amount of faith it took for these treasured friends to lift their friend and brother and bring him into the presence of Jesus. Who could you bring into the presence of Jesus? Or even better, who do you need to bring into the presence of the Lord? What difference will bringing someone there make to be brought into the presence of the healer, the great physician? What would be different on the return trip? What comes to mind? Well, if you heard the scripture today, it might include walking and leaping and praising God for someone that hadn't even been able to walk before. This man couldn't walk there himself, and sometimes we don't walk very well either. Sometimes we can't walk anymore where we used to. And some people we know never get to walk. All of us start out being carried, and we get to walk only after we've had quite a bit of help. Who can you help? Who can you heal like this one that Jesus healed, this one walking and leaping and praising God? You know the little youth song that says, Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. He asked for alms and he held out his palms. And this is what Peter did say. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And then that chorus, he went walking and leaping and praising God, walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Who can you help to find healing and hope? Who can you help to walk? We all teach kids to walk when they're very, very young. We got to baptize little Mason Bunch this morning at the 8:45 service. What a privilege and what a great thing. They've been visiting for many weeks. Shay and Jennifer and their 16-month-old, I believe, named Mason. We got to baptize him this morning. And guess what? We got to baptize his father too, who had not ever been baptized. What a privilege and a joy to baptize father and son. And to get to do it at the 8:45 service in the chapel. It was a sweet and holy moment. So we all need help to get up. We all need to get our legs under us. It's good for us to think about this walking in faith thing, walking with the Master. But that doesn't always mean walking with our legs. It means using our spirits and taking steps of faith. It might be a big step of faith for you to invite a friend to church. But I know that all of you have friends. I know you well enough to know that you are a friend. And I'll bet you have friends. Who else could come and hear this sermon and worship with us and be encouraged to live a life that gravitates toward healing, to serve a Master and Lord who is the Master of healing, the great physician, he is often called, a master of hope. Jesus fully divine, also fully human. We sometimes forget that part. Jesus cried and worried and prayed for that cup to pass from him. And none of us know how long it was from the time he said, "Father, let this cup pass from me," until he had the resolve and the confidence and the faith to say, "Never mind. Let it be as it needs to be." We get disappointed if our prayers aren't answered the way we'd like them to. We're not promised that. We are promised that our prayers will be heard and answered, but maybe not in the affirmative way. Now, which of you who is a parent would always say yes to your children? Uh-uh. Who would always say yes to your college students? You see my point. There are lots of ways to take steps of faith. You can take steps with your feet, or you can take the steps to follow a recipe to make a loaf of bread. Or you can follow the steps to put together a model airplane. You can stand in one spot, but you can still build a recipe. The water, the bread, the flour, the yeast, letting it rise, warming the oven to just the perfect temperature. Those are steps, even though they really don't involve walking. We can stand in one place and do those steps. We can talk about the steps of faith or the walk of faith. How about the walk in faith or the walk toward faith? Or maybe the walk standing upon faith. Yes and yes. Yes to all of those. I was on a youth mission trip one time. We had not yet reached our destination, and we made a rest stop on the way. So we were all full of energy. We'd been cooped up in the church van. We needed to walk off some of it. The youth were very active, especially the girls, and they got to imitating the way people walk. It was frivolous at first, but I began to notice that they were pretty accurate. They were mocking people's walk. They were walking like other people. Their observation skills must have just been through the roof, because they were just ad-libbing this and walking as someone else walks to the point that it was recognizable. That was a skill I was unfamiliar with. And it was interesting, and it was really engaging until they got to their youth director, me. And they walked like me. And everybody in the park we were in, roared with laughter. I didn't see why they thought it was funny. The thing is, it didn't seem familiar to me. I didn't notice the similarity because I don't usually watch myself walk. But everybody else got it, and they all laughed. So imitation is where I'm going with that. The imitation of walking in faith is a good idea. You know the hymn, "When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word." We're going to sing that in a few minutes, I think. If not, I request it. 467. Our confirmation class, I got to meet with them again this morning, and our book is called A Journey into Faith. It's about a trip. It's about going along, walking with Jesus. And I would invite us to say yes to that kind of walking with faith, walking in faith and of faith. We, in doing that, must remember where we have come from, where Christ, how Christ redeems us and gives us hope. Not only that, but calls us to help in redeeming others. That walk of faith, no matter how much we may question how it makes us look, that walk of faith is what we do daily when we take our steps of faith and live our lives in faith. That means we are disciples, that we follow in Jesus' footsteps, and we imitate Him, His walk, that we can't do without at least walking in our minds and taking our steps in His image to follow Him. Our older daughter wanted to go to the Arboretum in Dallas, Northeast Dallas, over by White Rock Lake, for her wedding pictures. And so she took her white dress. She wore it, and she practically had to lay down in the back seat of my truck to make that work with all that train and all. It's not easy to walk in one of those. She wanted me to drop her off at the gate of the Arboretum so she could meet the photographer, and then I would get a call later to pick her up. I'm sure that they had a lot of walking because they went to several different locations, walking in a long white bridal dress. When I picked her up at the gate, she was famished from all that walking. She needed something to drink. She wanted to go to Sonic. So she lounged again on the back seat of my truck, and we went to Sonic. She's still wearing her long dress, speeding off from the front gate. I felt sort of like I had kidnapped somebody in a white dress. I don't think I ever even saw the photographer. But the portraits I saw later turned out to be beautiful. So when we went to Sonic, she wanted that blue coconut-flavored ocean water, they call it. And the dad in me thought, that might not be the best choice in your long white dress. But it occurred to me that she is all grown up, so I didn't say what I was thinking. But in the end, all was well, and it made a great story, and no tragedies with the ocean water. But the real challenging part was all that walking, I'm sure, wearing her dress. Walking can be exhausting, especially if you're lost or don't know where you're going. Genesis, the Old Testament, the very first book, says the Lord God was walking in the garden. From the very beginning, we have someone to follow. The very familiar part of that made God seem like one of us. And that did come to be much later, of course, with God in human form, in Jesus the Christ. And humans have been called to walk with God in the garden ever since. Our job is to walk with Him, to keep up most of the time, to lead our families and to lead others in this walk of faith and leaping for joy. To keep following, keep walking, keep bringing, keep being brought. Some of you would rather ride than walk. Nothing wrong with that. But we roll into faith as we walk and we find our role in that faith as we move toward it. And that's just one thing I'll leave you with. Because that's where we stand. It's not just standing, though. It is moving. It is walking. What do you stand upon? And where are you going? It has to do with being placed on the solid rock. We're standing on holy ground, upon solid rock. So I think we should say yes to all those things, because they are all yes. Yes to the walk of faith. Yes, we walk in faith with God as our strength. We walk toward faith as we all grow and travel toward perfection. And we are standing upon faith. Yes, yes to all of these. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His way, those are the things we're talking about. Yes, yes, yes. Let us walk with the Lord. And yet, yes, let us pray. Oh God, we give you thanks for calling us to come toward you. Whether we walk on the ground or whether we walk on the water, whether we just remember being able to walk well, let our spirits walk. And let us walk toward you in faith, oh God. That faith that you call us toward, let us walk in and upon the faith, that faith, knowing that you make it possible for us to trust. Help us to trust you, oh God, in every way. And let all God's people say, Amen. Let us be about walking, walking with Jesus. Our invitation hymn is, when we walk with the Lord, it is trust and obey. Tyler?
We'll walk with the Lord, trust and obey.
While we do His good.
from the Oklahoma Conference, and she has been visiting with us some, and she comes today just simply out of thanksgiving for being able to walk and walk well and walk in faith. And there is no greater prayer that we could make than our own prayers of thanksgiving for those very things. I've asked her to give us our benediction today, and so I'd like to invite her to do that and to share with us. Blessing?
Thank you very much. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of this worship service, deep in our hearts with thanksgiving that we are able to claim your promise that when we trust and obey you, we have your promise to the end of time by faith in Jesus Christ. The blessing of our God from heaven and the blessing of all in the name of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, walk back with peace, love, and the precious promise of God with you, and to reach out to the rest of the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. Let's go. We'll follow the acolytes out. Y'all go ahead of us. Come on.